Hi, there was a joint Al Jazeera New York Times report, rather I should say New York Times Al Jazeera report, alleging that some members of the Jordanian intelligence structure may have taken weapons intended for rebels fighting against the Assad regime and sold those weapons on the black market. What is this building's reaction? What conversations has it had with the Jordanian government? We all know that weapons turn up on the black market all the time, but given the complexity of the situation in Syria, it does raise some alarm bells.
Okay, so thanks for the question. We have no comment on that report. There is an ongoing investigation. The United States remains committed to Jordan's security and stability, and we're proud to stand side by side with Jordan in the global counter-ISIL coalition. But on that particular report, there's an ongoing investigation. I just can't speak to it, Roz.
The CIA does not comment either on its covert transfers of weapons, and yet it is a U.S. government policy. Who else should we ask about this?
As I said, I have no comment on that.
More of a policy. These weapons potentially ending up in the hands of extremists, is it a consequence that the U.S. is willing to accept in order to prop up rebel forces in Syria?
As it's an ongoing investigation, I just don't have a comment on that report.
It's a policy. It's not the only red flag out there. For example, last September, the Pentagon acknowledged that the Syrian rebels that it trained gave at least a quarter of their weapons cache to al-Nusra. How many red flags do there have to be for the U.S. to stop arming rebels?
So we're going to leave it where I left it. Matt, you had a question?
Yeah, who's doing the investigation?
It's actually an interagency investigation, but the State Department is contributing to it.
So what are the other agencies involved?
Yeah, I can't speak to all the different agencies, but it's multiple U.S. agencies. We're contributing information.
Well, she does raise a good point. Hold on, just one thing.
The White House was just asked about this in their briefing, right?
I believe they were.
Yeah. You know what they did?
They refused to comment on it.
No, they referred the questions to the State Department and to the FBI.
Yeah. So, and on this, I'm saying there's an ongoing investigation.
But you won't even say who's doing the investigation?
It's my understanding. It's interagency. It's multiple government aid. I don't have a rundown of who exactly. If I have anything more, we'll come back to you on that.
I'm going to hold my breath.
Hold on one second.
How long should I hold it?
Probably not until the end of the briefing.